ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೇ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ್ಯಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಹಿ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವೆಯ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದಜಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 7, text number 10 and 11. ನಾತೆ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾಧಿರೆ ಗೋಪಾ ಬಾಲಭಾಷಿತಮಿತಿ ಯುತ ಅಪ್ರೇಮಯಂ ಬಲಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಬಾಲಕಸ್ಯ ನತೆ ವಿದುಃ. ನಾತೆ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾಧಿರೆ ಗೋಪಾ ಬಾಲಭಾಷಿತಮಿತಿ ಯುತ ಅಪ್ರೇಮಯಂ ಬಲಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಬಾಲಕಸ್ಯ ನತೆ ವಿದುಃ. ನಾತೆ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾಧಿರೆ ಗೋಪಾ ಬಾಲಭಾಷಿತಮಿತಿ ಯುತ ಅಪ್ರೇಮಯಂ ಬಲಂ ತಸ್ಯ ಬಾಲಕಸ್ಯ ನತೆ ವಿದುಃ. ಬಾಲಭಾಷಿತಮಿತಿ ಯುತ Matajis. Okay. So we read translation of this verse, and the next verse also we read. I recite and then we'll discuss with that. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The assembled gopis and gopas, unaware that Krishna is always unlimited, could not believe that baby Krishna had such inconceivable power. They could not believe the statements of the children, and therefore they neglected these statements as being childish talk. Text 11. I only recite the verse. Rudantam sutam adhyaya yashoda griha sankita krita swaste yanam viprehe shukte stanam aparayat. We can chant the word and what meaning? Rudantam, crying. Sutam, son. Adhyaye, picking up. Yashoda, mother Yashoda. Graha Sankita, fearing some bad planets. Krita Swastyayanam, immediately performed a ritualistic ceremony for good fortune. Viprehe, by calling all Brahmanas. Sukte, by Vedic hymns. Stanam, her breast. Appayat, made the child suck. Translation: thinking that some bad planet had attacked Krishna, mother Yashoda picked up crying child and allowed him to suck her breast. Then she called for experienced Brahmanas to chant the Vedic hymns and perform an auspicious ritualistic ceremony. Purport: whenever there is some danger or some inauspicious occurrence, it is custom of Vedic civilization to have qualified Brahmanas immediately chant Vedic hymns to counteract it. Mother Yashoda did this properly and allowed the baby to suck her breast. Om Agyan Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratuse Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Viksha Kipa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas, especially all senior devotees. His Holiness Anant Krishna Goswami Maharaj and all other Vaishnavas, devotees who are hearing in radio also. Please bless me, I can discuss this Bhagavatam for my purification and glorification of the Lord. Very wonderful pastime going on of Shaktasur. Very dear to all the Vaishnavas, this childhood pastimes of Lord. So, past many days we heard about this pastime, the lessons we can learn. So here now, after Baby Krishna was, you know, Yashoda Mai has took him up and save. Although Krishna was saved only by his internal potency. So then Mother Yashoda has brought him, and here we are seeing that she is doing this ritual of calling the Brahmanas and do some auspicious activities, ceremonies, so that whatever inauspicious is there can be go away. So Prabhupada similarly took this point, that emphasis on in the purport, that whenever some danger is there, Prabhupada writes, whenever such danger is there or some inauspicious occurrence, it is a custom in Vedic civilization to have qualified Brahmanas immediately chant the Vedic hymns to counteract it. So here now Prabhupada emphasizes that how that is a Vedic culture. When such danger come in one's life or some inauspicious thing happens, then the Brahmanas, the qualified people, are called, and some Vedic mantras, Vedic hymns, prayers are chanted to remove the inauspiciousness. So we can see this also when Putna pastime happened. Then also Mother Yashoda did the same thing after the pastime happened. Then Putna was killed. Then Mother Yashoda called the Brahmanas, and they chanted the mantras and the rituals of bathing the Lord Krishna with cow dung, cow urine. That was performed to remove the inauspiciousness, and further some danger is there to remove that in future. So so we can see why Prabhupada mentioned this, qualified Brahmanas are called. Translation also is mentioned, experienced Brahmanas. Because such qualified Brahmanas have the potency, their blessing has the power that it comes true. Just next verse only, next to next verse, 13 verse onwards, Bhagavatam glorify, if such qualified Brahmanas are there, who are non-envious, who are not proud. So there, 14 verse only, it is mentioned, 13 verse, it is mentioned. No? So, by their potency, by their blessing, all inauspiciousness will remove, and their blessing never go in vain. If such blessing of such qualified Brahmanas or of such people taken, then so therefore that was the culture in the Vedic system. Even some inauspicious or something auspicious happened, that was the culture, that some chaste woman, some qualified Brahmanas are always invited. Similarly, we can see in the pastime of when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear, Nimai was appear. So then Mother Sachi also called chaste woman, and Sita Tharvani has come, she brought lot of gifts. So that was the culture in the Vedic system, that people were called when some child has appear or marriage is there. Now also we see that marriage ceremony is there, people we invite so many people. So culture was to invite such people, so that because they are so pure, qualified, chaste, the mothers are chaste, their blessing will bring good fortune in the future, for the child, for the person who is getting married, like that. But now ritual is remain, But the essence behind the ritual was to have their blessing, or the people who are so chaste. That is not there. So now also we see in marriage ceremonies, people called, celebrate, call their relatives and all friends and relatives, but they themselves are so degraded, you know, breaking four regulative principles. What blessing they will give, you know? So it's the same, you know? So, but previously when it was followed, that was the, you know, practice, because it has some effect, calling them, seeking their blessings. Another thing, Prabhupada is telling that, call the qualified brahmanas and immediately chant the Vedic hymns to counteract it. I also remember one thing that 2018, I think we did book distribution in Kopargaon. So we were there, and his guest Sanjay Chaitanya Pauji was leading Kopargaon book distribution. And Samarth Krishan Prabhuji, Sharad Prabhuji were also there with us. We were doing a Gita contest. So once Prabhuji took me to this very big organization is there in Kopargaon, Atma Malik, Jangli Baba Maharaj, like, no? So Prabhuji, we both went. And Prabhuji's humility, he directly went, Prabhuji, to this Babaji, the main Acharya there, or Babaji. So Prabhuji went there and pay obeisances and touch his feet. So he was surprised, and he very touched. So Babuji proposes that we want to do Gita contest, for student value education contest. So he said, okay, go to our president, chairman, and talk to him. So we went, and seeing Babuji humility and purity, you know, and Prabhupada grace, we got permission. We went for some distribution. We do registration, and some students will do, you know, participation. But the president allowed us to do whole schools. There are 5 schools, around 7,000 students. So he gave permission that you do registration for all the students. We pay the money. You know, do all. So we got 7,000 books, one shot only. No? So we were very happy and like that. So I was continuing in Jalgaon, in Kopargaon, serving there. So after after 1 week or 15 days, some service was there in Bombay, I came. So Sanjay Chaitanya came after 1 week only, doing that services, meeting big people, and then he came back. So when we got the money from that organization, that he approved, but after 1 week, 15 days, we got the money and we sent the books. Whole truck has went from here, 7,000 books, Bhagavad Gita and Value Education Contest was sent. So Prabhuji took me to Her Grace Surangi Mataji and ask her to bless that we can, you know, such a wonderful service has been done. So bless, we can continue serving Prabhupada like that. So that I could remember, you know, such culture is there. Go to, you know, call chaste woman, or seek blessing of chaste woman, or such qualified brahmanas, and seek their blessings. You know? So it, you know, I give a lot of effect to me, you know, impact, like how, you know, Prabhuji practiced this. Similarly, Prabhupada ji mentioning other point here in the purport, that the qualified brahmanas are called and they immediately chant the Vedic hymns to counteract the effect of, you know, inauspiciousness. Shri Shri Radharas Bhai ji ki jai, Shri Shri Gaunitai ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshma Hanuman ji ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, this is also the culture that in our Vedic civilization, that, you know, mantras are chanted, no? Some prayers are chanted, and that culture was there, no? So I was just contemplating that why these mantras, why with the ritual mantras are there? What is the reason? Why mantra, why the emphasis is given on mantras? So Prabhupada mentioned, and I have heard also in senior devotees, that mantras are, these mantras are glorifying the holy name. No, mantras include the name of the Lord and His glories, holy name and holy fame. So when we chant the mantras, such Vedic hymns and prayers, it reminds us of Krishna. It reminds us of auspicious, no, activities, the glories, the fame of Lord, which itself, this remembrance of Krishna, it's itself very auspicious, which remove all inauspicious and danger. No, we when I got this second initiation, so I was not knowing what Brahman standards are there, but I went through one deity book is there, deity worship book is there, so I read it. So I never knew this mantra before, but after going through it, I got this mantra that, no, Om apavitro pavitro va, no, sarva vashtam api saha, yasmarit pundrikaksha sa bhaiya abhaiya suchi bhayantara suchi. So that mantra also says that all inauspicious and auspicious, on purity impurity will go away just by remembering pundrikaksham. No, the beautiful lotus eye Lord, no, if we remember him, the all inauspiciousness will go away. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 12 canto, it is mentioned that similar point mentioned that all inauspiciousness will go away if we just remember the lotus feet of the Lord. So these mantras are included in the ritual for this purpose, that we can remember the Krishna, we can remember the Lord, his glories, we can chant his holy name, so that the danger will go away. And that was the culture. Any ritual is accompanied by mantras, prayers. We can see this, no? Prabhupada himself has given whole process of practice. It's every activity what we are doing is a prayer only. No, we are doing tulsi worship, morning program, we are doing narsing arati, we are doing deity worship. So whole process is designed in a way that mantras are chanted and remembrance of Lord will be there, you know, because that has the power. So once His Guru Rukmini Krishnapurji was telling in his lecture that one disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he, Brahmachari, somehow he left the matha and went to his home. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur tried and tell him, please come back, send the disciples, ask him to come back and practice devotional service in temple only, in matha only, why want to stay at home? So he did not came. Somehow he was reluctant, he did not came. And he was, you know, at home and become weak also in Krishna consciousness, like that. But practicing. So somehow what happened, after some year, he got some disease. And he was about to leave his body. Such disease has come that now he was about to leave his body. So then he asked, no, that I wanted to come back to temple, the matha. He asked, send the message to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that ask him, he wanted now to come back and want to leave his body or last days in temple. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, no, he cannot come. So he again tried and requested, now my last days are there, I want association of devotees, I can stay with association and in front of Lord I can take deity darshan. But the Bhakti Sansati couldn't allow, no, not let him leave his body at home only. Somehow then he left his body. So disciples were surprised that, you were telling, call him back, let him stay in association of devotees and practice devotional service. And now, when he was about to come, wanted to come, you did not allow him. So Srila Bhakti Saraswati was told that, if he come to temple and leave his body here in temple, so he must be remembering his home. The conscious, he may be in the temple, but he must be feeling separation from the home and the activities, whatever the association he has, the time he has spent there. But when he was in the home, he left the body there, he He was feeling, he was desiring very intensely, I want to go back and take the darshan of the Lord and associate my spiritual master and feeling separation from me. In that consciousness, in that remembrance, he left the body. So that bring him, you know, a better position and maybe, you know, perfection of life or whatever. The grace of spiritual master is sufficient for a disciple to go back to Godhead. So that was... So we can see the how the remembrance of Lord and his pure devotees are so powerful. No? That was very nicely put in the system in the Vedic culture. Every activity was designed for this purpose only. Somehow, by practice, by following some rituals, some practices, people, no, chant the holy name, remember the Lord, and no, get purified. And we can see very nicely, Srila Prabhupada himself, Prabhupada writes in one place, I think Gajendra Mohan Pakshan, in 8th canto, Prabhupada writes that this Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. And Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada writes, these two mantras are sufficient. There is no other mantra is required. Prabhupada says, on different occasions we chant different prayers to the Lord, but these two mantras are sufficient for us deliverance. And we can see the life of Prabhupada, that Prabhupada himself showed by his example. Whatever it is, maybe his sannyas ceremony, then he told, his godbrother, I forgot, Anand, Anand Krishna, Akinchan Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, no? Prabhupada told Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, please chant the holy name. No, the rituals were going on, and the Purohit, there was a godbrother also, was saying, slow down, no, let me chant the rituals. But Prabhupada was doing, no, increase, chant the holy name. Maybe it is opening of Krishna Balaram temple. No? There also, Prabhupada called all the Smartha Brahmanas and, no, and they did the ritual and they went, you know, so that the temple is, you know, in their eyes is authorized and they should not reject the temple and installation of the deities. So, and then when they left, then Prabhupada says, now let us do the real yagya, the Sankirtan yagya, and everybody chanted and dances and, you know, so Harinam Sankirtan, you know, Satsuru Maharaj writes in Lilamrit. So that was Prabhupada, you know. Prabhupada was started his factory in Lucknow, and one worker found out it was haunted with ghosts. So Prabhupada said, don't worry. Prabhupada went and chanted the holy names, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and ghost was gone. Or maybe it is getting temple in, they were getting a land in London. So they're not getting. Then the disciples told Prabhupada, we are getting one place, Bari place. So Prabhupada said, purchase, that is a little cheaper. So then devotees told Prabhupada, it's a place where, you know, dead bodies are buried. It's called Bari place, no? Still the temple is there. So Prabhupada said, no problem, purchase. We'll make it all auspicious. We'll go and chant Harinam, you know, and Sankirtan, and become all auspicious. All ghosts and hobgoblins will go away. So that was Prabhupada's faith in the holy names, in Hare Krishna Mahamantara. And he has given this culture to us. He has, you know, emphasis in his books. So not just Prabhupada wrote these books, no? This is Sankirtan, to glorify the holy name. By writing these books, Prabhupada has glorified the holy name, the Hare Krishna Mahamantara, so that it will be distributed throughout the world. So we can see this, no? Very nicely Prabhupada took from, no, parampara, and very nicely giving this gift of holy name to all of us, his followers, to practice in our life, and, you know, give this, you know, culture or system of chanting the holy name, the process of chanting the holy name to all over the world. Even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for this purpose only. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yagya Sankirtana Praye Janti Sumedasha. No? Sankirtan Yagya, to establish the Sankirtan Yagya, to give the holy names, to give emphasis, the importance of holy name in our lives. No? The chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the holy name of Lord. So this is sufficient for our deliverance from this material world. It's sufficient for us to develop love for Krishna, to become attracted to Krishna. Every day morning we chant. No? Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava of the Lord, they must carefully avoid the 10 offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success, which is Krishna Prem. Only this is the difference. Somebody like Prabhupada disciples, who are chanting the holy name and glorifying the holy name and distributing the holy name, the effect when they do same activity and then we do. His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. Maharaj, such a situation, still he is filled with opportunity. Whenever he gets the opportunity to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the holy names, he never stopped. Such a faith they have. They've taken from Prabhupada books. Such shraddha they have developed. When somebody asked His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj that you are practicing for so long, 40 years, 50 years, what is a success formula? Maharaj told strict morning program and very careful in avoiding offenses, not commit offenses. So this is what difference is there, that when we chant, that faith is not there, the shraddha is not there. But when these acharyas, because they have developed such faith in the process, and when they chant, when they glorify, when they preach, so much transformation happen. This is only what required, with such attitude, with such offenselessly, we try to chant, chant the holy names, especially Prabhupada has given the morning program, that absorption should be there in the morning program. Every activity Prabhupada has given, all praise, has effect in our consciousness. So if that is done very nicely, attentively, definitely the effect will be there. The change will happen. Only thing which is separating is our desperation of doing it, our attentiveness of doing it. Yeah. So, recently this His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj was interviewed by Gaurang Prabhu. Some SPT, they were taking interviews of all Popat disciples, great souls. So he asked Maharaj, what is Delhi, so much preaching has happened, and what is the success? How you got so much preaching, 15, 17 temples, so many congregation, so how it has happened? So Maharaj was telling, I just told my disciples, follow Prabhupada morning programs. Even somebody staying at home, they can do Mangala Arati there, and follow Prabhupada standards, chanting the names of Lord, and morning program, distribute books, that much. And Maharaj told, Prabhupada himself was there in Delhi and struggled so much, spent so much time in Delhi. So it's all Prabhupada grace, it is happening. So that is what the emphasis is given. If we also practice in our life, we can see the difference. What makes us not give attentiveness to the process when we achieve something, what we say, the danger for a devotee in his life is when he forget Krishna. So maybe in our life such a danger will not there, like Krishna is getting, the demons are coming and killing us or whatever. For a devotee, danger is what? When he forget Krishna. So similarly, Vasudev Vipra, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, so somehow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed the place he was staying. So he come to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he has left. So he was terribly disturbed and anxious, that how my misfortune that I could not meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could not serve him, could not got his darshan. Although Vasudev Vipara has such a disease, leprosy, that he must be, have such a pain. And he was so humble that and sensible that the worms are cutting down from his body. He pick up the worm and put in his body, that worms also have the right, So he didn't consider his body his own. So he must be facing such pain, physical pain. Also, he was rejected from the society, outcast, leprosy. Even his family member has rejected him. So not the physical fame, the social, mentally also so painful. But he never complained. But when he could not meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that place, then he was very regretted and, how my misfortune that, I could not meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Understanding the heart of Vasudev Vipra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately came back, ran back and met him, and embraced him, and by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he revived his beautiful body, young body. So just imagine, somebody has some leprosy, and he went to a hospital and doctor treated him, and he got rejuvenated his good body. What will happen to him? How he will feel? He will feel ecstatic. Now I have such a beautiful body. Is it? My leprosy has gone. Everybody now accept me. I will also part of the society. Whatever life is left, let me live with my family. And whatever. But this Vasudev Vipara was regretting. My Lord, what we have given me? Now it will be very difficult for me to chant the holy name in such desperation, with such eagerness. He was considered as a danger. He was considered, I will become proud with such having such beautiful body, and I will unable to chant the holy name with nisahay bhav, with desperation, as I was doing before. Please help me. What should I do? Please help me take out from this situation. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told very, very important point, very, very important, which Srila Prabhupada had made his done. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, don't worry, you just chant the holy name and distribute this holy name to others. You will be not proud. Just glorify the holy name and you chant the holy name. Be here like that. So we can see the life of Srila Prabhupada. He did just this only. He himself practiced the holy names, either association, whatever associations are there. He carried the faith in the holy name when he went to the America. The faith in the instruction of the spiritual master and the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just do this, distribute the holy names. No? Sitting in the Tomscombe Square Park and chanting the holy names, and we can see the result. He never asked anything else. He told this. Even when Yamdutas went to, after getting defeated by Vishnudutas in some what, no, and give up Ajamil, then he went to Yamraj and asked, Yamraj, what is this? No? Never we were like that, no? Defeated before, somebody overruled us. Who were these personalities? Is somebody bigger than you also or higher authority than you also? Yamdutas was asking. Then Yamraj told one of the shlokas, 6.3.22, Yamraj ji told that beginning of devotional service for any living entity is by chanting the holy names of Lord. So he also mentioned that this chanting of the holy name is the is the beginning of devotional service. No, that should be the emphasis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told, I think when asked by Sanatan Goswami or Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita comes, Tar madhe sarvashrestha nama sankirtan, nirapradha nama lele paye prema dhan. So this is what required, that we endeavor, train ourselves, equipped ourselves, so that we can every day practice this, the chanting the holy names with attentiveness, with concentration, without any distraction. The process is there, it has the potency, only if we are not able to getting the result, is difference is we are not following the process as it is, as given by acharyas. Many purports Prabhupada mentioned, avoid offenses, without offenses chant the holy name. So at our level, let us try to avoid offenses. How can it be done? Devotees, associate with devotees who have developed that proper attitude, or who themselves are practicing chanting the holy names, practicing the morning program very nicely. When we associate with such devotees, we also get inspiration. We also get such desire, the eagerness to chant attentively. Personally, I see my last 10 years, I see His guest Devkinandan Prabhuji, His guest Bharajari Prabhuji. They are so pakka in morning program. Whenever they are in temple, His guest Devkinandan Prabhuji, so he will be there in the morning program, in the Bhagavatam class. Never miss. I never saw them missing Mangalarti like that. His guest Mukund Madhav Prabhuji. Prabhuji also, every time apart from lockdown, before, never Prabhuji miss Bhagavatam class also. Whoever giving, but Prabhuji will be there always in the Bhagavatam class, attend. Setting the right culture, by their example. Recently, we have done, our IIF devotees have, under the guidance of Sundar Chaitanya Prabhuji, this Janmashtami. They have done, endeavor a lot of in this online Kalash Abhishek Seva. So after that, next day, His guest Bhajari Prabhu came and blessed all the devotees. And so he was sharing, the first thing he shared, that I have seen in my life, I am telling 10 years, he is telling 40 years, 30 years he spent in Krishna consciousness. No, so he was telling, in my life I have seen those devotees who chant 16 rounds before 7:15, they very nicely advance in spiritual life. very smoothly progress in spiritual life. Vajjaribhu told this, no? His experience in Juhu, Hare Krishna land. They don't face much difficulty in their practices, in their services. Srila Prabhupada, we see Prabhupada knows so much management, so much service, where he got the power. This is his power, the faith in the holy name, the practice of holy name. No? We see current acharyas, we are shocked when we see the schedule of Japataka Maharaj, His Holiness Gopalkesh Maharaj, other devotees. We are surprised, how can they do? Which body they have? They have 24 hours or more. How much they can do? That is the potency they carry from the parampara. No? By practicing the words the acharyas have given, the instruction they have given. No? We can also see the more faith increases when we see ourselves getting purified. When we follow the vidhi, the given by acharyas, by devotees, and when we see that our heart also getting purified, that also gives a lot of faith. So, very much required for all of us that, have this hope in the words, have faith in the words of acharyas and practice in our life, so that we can become instrument in the hand of Prabhupada. Here Prabhupada is telling, it is a custom of Vedic civilization. So, in fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, first shloka, Prabhupada write in the purport, it is a responsibility of every leader, maybe a king, maybe any leader of a home, a family or any society, it is a responsibility of every leader to protect the citizens, the subordinates, from enemy of lust, something like that Prabhupada write, from the enemy lust, no? So Prabhupada mentioning their point, king responsibility is not just to protect the physical body of the citizen from the enemies. His responsibility is also to protect a citizen or subordinate from degradation in their human form of life, especially from lust, no? Or such anarthas. So then Prabhupada write how the king has to do this. So then Prabhupada write by culture and by knowledge. The king has to protect the citizen, no? By the culture and knowledge, and when citizens practice this, they develop the devotion for the Lord. Prabhupada writes all three, culture, knowledge and devotion. So when this knowledge, it is a responsibility, no? And that knowledge is given, like we see, Prabhupada has made the system, that knowledge, no? People come and take Bhagavatam, no? Hear Bhagavatam, hear Bhagavad Gita, and the Vedic culture also, we heard wonderful kings were there, devotees kings were there, and they regularly arrange Bhagavad Kathas, no? And that culture was there, that knowledge was imparted. And by themselves practicing Krishna consciousness, they have given this spiritual culture for the citizen to follow. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada has given these books. He has read, most important time of his life. No? He has given to writing these books, and he has given us responsibility. He himself did that. His disciples also doing it. And he has given this responsibility to his followers to distribute these books. These books are the knowledge, no? Which is acquired so that we can, the culture of this spiritual culture can be established, no? This Krishna consciousness can be established. So for that, this mass distribution of these books are required. First thing, that people should have knowledge. So now we cannot everywhere go and conduct Bhagavatam classes. We have temple, people, we are invited, people come and attend Bhagavatam classes, Bhagavad Gita classes. We have preaching programs, but that is insufficient seeing the population of the world. Our reach is not, outreach is not sufficient. So these books will create that, this knowledge, the proper knowledge of Vedic Shastras, the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, of devotional service, can be distributed, can be given by distributing these books. This is like mass distribution. If that is done, then people are aware at least. They know what is the purpose of human life, what it means to serving Krishna, what it means to be spiritual life. This knowledge will be there. Secondly, Prabhupada made these temples. Secondly, Prabhupada expect from ISKCON temples, ISKCON devotees, ISKCON followers, that to maintain a proper culture here, so that whoever now attracted, who are coming to temple, they get this culture, the culture of spiritual practices. This world culture, I'll just share this and I'll end. This word culture, it means in Hindi, Sanskrit, samskriti. So one word is there, kriti, prakriti. Prakriti means natural, nature, natural. So one word is prakriti, other word is samskriti, and the third word is vikriti. Like, I'll give you an example, then I make you understand. Take a log of wood. A log of wood is natural, coming from nature. A log of wood. When we design a nice deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so then it's samskriti. Something, spiritual has come out. But then when that log of wood is just broken and crushed, that is vikriti. From its natural position, it is destroyed. It is destructed log. That is vikriti. Similarly, the culture has very, very strong role to play in our spreading Krishna consciousness. Culture means atmosphere where some practices has been done to achieve a certain result. What is the result? To make people pure devotees of Lord. So when we maintain this spiritual culture, in our temples, in our centers, whoever comes, it's like a fire. Whoever comes, he also become fiery. Whoever comes, he become a devotee. Papa writes, our temple should be such association that whoever comes, he become a devotee of Lord. And you can see, Prabhupada's systems are followed so wonderfully in our temple because of such our seniors are there, and they are themselves creating such culture of morning program, culture of sitting here and chanting the holy name. I see every day Bhajaripu sits in a temple hall and chant the holy name, create the culture. You understand? He's providing this, he's helping us to take this knowledge, helping us to get the knowledge of Srila Prabhupada. Arranging Bhagavatam classes, bringing different devotees in temple so that we can get the knowledge. And by his personal example, our leaders are teaching us what is the proper culture, the spiritual culture. I see, his guest Sandipani Prabhu very attentively chant the holy names. And his guest Sundar Chaitanya Prabhuji. So when I see, I know ki this is the way I have to chant. We have started preaching online. This lockdown we have started. So we gave them knowledge. But we are unable till now to make them chant Hare Krishna. We are struggling that these boys just started. After lockdown we started. We did DYS, we did Sankalpa, we did other camps also. Brought them, they gave knowledge. But no transformation is happening. Difference is not happening. They accepted. They were very happy getting this knowledge. But after that, they didn't saw the culture. They never associate a devotee because all lockdown, online, everything going on. So we are struggling, waiting. We thought 3 months, let us give knowledge and it's open, we'll go and bring them and do some camp. It's getting, going ahead and ahead, lockdown. So, but they are unable to get this culture and no transformation is happening. No difference is there in the life. So it's very important. So it's a responsibility of all ISKCON followers, for all of our temples, that we create this culture. No? Then we can see such great preaching can be happening. With this mass distribution and having this proper culture in our temples, we have devotees who are very strong in their practice. No? And we have mass distribution, that more and more this knowledge can be distributed. So we discussed today that how this Vedic systems, the Vedic system is there. They called the qualified brahmanas, chaste women. The purpose is what? To seek their blessings, because the purity, their blessings can bring a good fortune in our life. So therefore they were called in the home, and we see the vikriti of such ritual, that people have now a system of inviting people in marriage ceremony, happy birthday, but the essence is forgotten. The chanting of the holy names, or such pure people should be called. So they all degraded and no holy names are chanted. But we see in our life, when we have birthday, we do Harinam. When somebody leave body, we do Harinam. We have culture this given by Prabhupada, Harinam is sufficient. Just chant holy name, this is what required. And next thing we saw, that importance of the holy name in our life, and how such practices we should give emphasis, lot of emphasis. Prabhupada himself has given 2 hours in the morning program just for the holy name, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhupada wrote in his books, this mantra is sufficient, nothing else is required. Just try to chant this. So we should train ourselves, equip ourselves with proper training, proper association. So many Prabhupada books are there with filled. There is one book called Sri Namamrit, where Prabhupada quotations are there and glories of the holy names are mentioned. Prabhupada disciples, his Burijan Prabhu many times come in temple and give japa workshops. He has write such a wonderful book, japa book. And I have read that. Such a wonderful book which help us to chant attentively, and we can associate with such devotees, straight training from such devotees who are themselves practicing, chanting the holy names very nicely. So we should give proper emphasis. Right thing should be given proper emphasis, then the result will come. And then we'll discuss how the example of Vasudev Vipra, that how he felt danger in his life, that the danger was he became proud of such beautiful body, and so make him not properly chant the holy name, take shelter of the holy names. So he prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that bless me, took me out from this situation. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told very wonderful instruction, that to chant the holy name and give this holy name. Actually, this is the existence of our life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes the prayers. Prabhu tava pada yoge mora nivedana. So further he writes in his prayer, Nija karma guna doshe je je janma pai janme janme je no tava nama guna gai. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, our existence of our devotee is what? Is to glorify the holy name, chant the holy name and glorify the holy names. This is a life, this is the our life is meant for this only. And our acharyas have shown by their personal example. So we discuss this, and finally we discuss about culture, that how culture has a very big effect. Prabhupada mentioned that the preaching can be happen, and it is a responsibility of a leader, and we all are leader of societies, brahmanas. Prabhupada made the society for first class brahmanas, and brahmanas are the leaders, so we have to practice and show a proper culture so that people can join more and more. And they get, when they come, they know what exactly has to be done. Get up early in the morning, glorify Lord, chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavatam daily. This is the culture. They should know this. Then their life will be transformed. And prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be fulfilled. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. I see blessing from all the Vaishnavas. Please pray for me. I have spoken above my adhikar many things. which I am myself struggling to follow. But I seek that I continue trying these activities whole my life, trying to become a devotee. One day, by all of your blessings, Srila Prabhupada, I will become a devotee of Lord. Hare Krishna. Any questions are there? I take all the time. If some questions are there, I can take or we'll stop. Any one question? Sorry, it took 10 minutes extra. Supposed to end by 9 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Granthana Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Ki. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Harinam Sankirtan ki. Tai Gaur Pimanande.